Colin Morris has usually got a pretty good idea by now. Hello there.
Hello. Hi, Jesse.
It's a pretty tough one today, actually.
It is,
people,
actually.
Yeah, taking a punt on it, but I won't ask you.
Well, no,
I'm wrong.
No, I'm wrong anyway, because Frank Sinatra recorded for Capitol Records. Pavarotti recorded for Decca mainly. Unless they're on the Duets album that Pavarotti put out. You know, one of those combinations where Frank and Pavarotti.
Yeah, all right, stop there.
Okay.
Blimmin' heck.
I know, there was too much.
You're into review music.
Hey, no, I don't want to win the album because I do not have a record player.
No. Are you serious?
I haven't had a record player for 40 years. I'm all CD man. Love CDs.
Oh, I would never have guessed that. I thought you'd be an old sort of grump about new technology.
No.
Well, not that you have any grumpy qualities to your personality, but being such a long-term sort of, you know, music enthusiast.
No, it has to do with old age and not wanting to get up every 15 minutes to turn the record over.
Okay. What have you got for us today?
Well, we're going to play the Felice Brothers, who are one of my favourite bands, and they're a sort of loose leaf band that's they're kind of off kilter. They're country and they're rock, and they're also a little bit of something else. The closest you can get is somewhere between the band and Bob Dylan.
Oh, yeah.
And what I like about them is that, oddly enough, they record up in the Catskills, north of New York, which is very close to Woodstock, which is where the band used to record as well. So for some weird reason, they've got this kind of odd sound.
Yeah.
And if you go back to their very first album and look at the cover, it's almost identical to one of the band's albums or one of the photographs on the back cover where they're all walking towards you in the snow. It just looks like the band. It's quite extraordinary. So I've had a love affair with this band for many, many years because I've made 16 albums, of which I would have at least 8 of them, I would think. And I go back to them quite frequently. This is not a change of direction, but it's a change of sound for them because they've undergone a recent change of personnel. It used to be three brothers. It used to be Ian, James and Simon.
Yeah.
Simon left a number of years ago and he's now an author as well as being in two or three other bands. And Ian, James, Ian on vocals, guitar and piano, and James on accordion, organ and piano. And as a consequence, they've just added some new players to the sound, and it's really fleshed out. But part of that is also that they like to record live in the studio with very little overdubs, and they like to use as much old technology as they possibly can.
Cool.
So they might go on to reel-to-reel tape. They might use the old microphones from the studios, those big bulky ones.
Is that just stubbornness or you know, like, do you think it actually has an effect on the sound, Colin?
I do indeed.
Yeah.
I really do. The problem with a lot of recordings today in my mind is that it's not necessarily the musicians that are at fault, but it's the producers later on. And, you know, in the old days you had, if you look at the groove of an old record, an old LP, if you had a very, very wide groove, it meant you could fit a lot of sound in there. So you could have a lot of deep bass and you can have quite high trebles. But the moment you started to squeeze those grooves together and your needle started jumping, that's when you were in problem. It had a lot of problems. And consequently, when they went to CD, you can open all that up. But at the same time, it allows producers to muck around with the old sounds. So certain albums that I've got in my collection sound nothing like the old vinyl. That's the only reason I miss vinyl, is because it was, to me, a slightly better sound. But a lot of people who are buying LPs today are under the mistaken belief that it's the same as the old album. It's not. They're taken from digital tapes, and so it's that sound that you're still getting.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it's certainly anyone that's recorded in the last 20 years is recorded on DAT.
Digital to analog, not analog to analog.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
So I would go back to LPs if they, you know, quite happy to go back to mono. I don't mind that at all. A lot of my material, Carter Family, Woody Guthrie, whatever it might be, that's all in mono, and I'm very happy to listen to that on CD that way.
So should we have a listen to this and see if we can hear the analogue?
I think that's a good idea.
So this is Undress is the album from Felice Brothers, and we're listening to track 3, Special Announcement.
I'm saving up my money to be president. I'm saving saving up my money to be president. I can promise more berries on Blueberry Hill. I can promise you this, Charlie Parker on a $10 bill. I'll gather up all the cash, toss it to the bird. Financiers, all the corporate goons, all the mobsters eating lobsters in dim lit rooms. I'll go down to Arlington, open up the tombs, watch the spirits hover out like red.
RNZ National. Felice Brothers and special announcement from the album Undress. Colin Morris is our music critic today. A bit of political content to that song. Is that typical for them?
It is, actually, yeah. And in fact, the whole album this time is quite a protest album. But they also throw in this really funny lines about, I can promise you more berries on the Blueberry Hill. I can promise you Charlie Parker on the $10 bill. And then right at the very end, how much does it cost to love the rain, to watch the multicoloured clouds as they form a train? Just lovely. And then the very last line, he switches it around and say, but the people want glory and the people won't wait. And blah, blah, blah. So it turns it on itself on its head, and that's what makes them a clever band. They're really a very, very good lyricist-type band.
Good spotting. Okay, what else have you got for us?
Well, this is from my vault section, and I must say I rarely play this album. But when I do, I always get a bit of a kick out of it. It was when I was in the record shop and we discovered this album. We started playing it just as a kind of a jokey thing during lunchtime, and then we started selling a lot of copies. This is a guy from Spain, and he's a Spanish bagpiper, but specifically is not the usual bagpiper. He's got his own special brand. It's called a MIDI electronic bagpipe, which means that you don't keep pumping it up or blowing up the bag. It does that itself through electronics. So it gets a little bit of a different sound. Plus, the backing is very much in keeping with modern technology. It's got all the bells and whistles of, you know, loops and tapes and synthesizers and things like that. So that's why I found it interesting, but I only ever play one or two tracks at a time.
Yeah, there's only so much electronic bagpipes one man can take.
Exactly, that's it. But it just has this curious thing, and it stays in my, has stayed in my collection since 1999. It's long been deleted. I can't find out very much about the chap. He doesn't seem to record it since after 2009. So it's only 10 years after he recorded this album, he just seems to have disappeared, which is rather odd. But then the music industry has changed so much that we no longer rely on record companies looking for product from a different country anymore, you know. Yeah. It doesn't matter if you win the Eurovision Song Contest and you come from Switzerland or Iceland, you're not necessarily going to get a release, certainly in New Zealand, even if they made number one in their country.
So he's from Spain, is he?
He's Spanish, yes. Yeah. And that's about all I can tell you. The track's called Buzzenstree. Well, you might be able to pronounce it better than I. Buzzenstree? Is that how you pronounce it?
Buzzenstree? Spanish, mate. Buzzenstree.
Buzzenstree Real.
Okay. Colin Morris, great to have you in. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Here it comes. Thank you. RNZ National. What do you think, listeners? Found it strangely compelling. So, Buzandre, it's called Buzandre Real, and Buzandre is the name of a town in northern Spain. And so it's, and Real is a dance, I suppose. So it's the dance done in this little town in what's the name? Asturias in Spain. The name of the artist, if you want to find out more or find more from the same person, Hevia, H-E-V-I-A, and that was a 20-year-old album, Tierra de Nadie. It was chosen by Colin Morris, our music reviewer.